This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
With roughly a month to go before they're scheduled to adjourn their legislative session, Republican state lawmakers are pushing a package of bills that would give them more power over elections in Wisconsin. The plan would also put up more obstacles to voting absentee in the state. I spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson about the proposals and asked him, why are they coming up now?
You know, on a micro level, if you look at this, Republicans would say, because we have just come out of a pandemic election in which you had a Wisconsin Elections Commission making many changes to voting policies on their own that the legislature didn't necessarily endorse. And so this is the legislature getting involved in elections and saying the direction it wants to go. That's what you hear from GOP lawmakers. I think if you look at it big picture, why are we talking about this now? Because former President Trump never stopped talking about the 2020 election and never stopped falsely asserting that he won. And because of that, you have a sizable portion of the Republican base who doesn't trust the election.
So in what ways would this give the legislature more power over elections?
A couple big ways. It would do it by giving these two committees in the legislature, which are already pretty powerful, even more powers. So one of them is the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. And what it would do is it say that any federal election guidance has to go to this committee, and this committee could block it. It would also require all Wisconsin Elections Commission guidance documents that are sent to local clerks to be presented to the committee on a weekly basis. And if members of that committee said, hey, that's not guidance, that's actually an administrative rule, that's kind of our purview, the committee could block it. The other committee that would get lots of power under this plan is the legislature's budget committee. And it would be able to block any federal funding for the Wisconsin Elections Commission as it relates to election changes. The legislature's budget committee would also have the power to punish state agencies if they're found to have broken Wisconsin election law. So they could immediately cut funding to an agency. They could also immediately cut the Wisconsin Elections Commission's staff.
And it would be also harder to vote absentee. And in what way would that be?
You know, some of the ways would be kind of fine details. So, for example, right now, you know, if you want to vote absentee, you can request at the beginning of the year that you get absentee ballots sent to you for every election and every primary in a given year. So just make the request once, submit your, you know, photo ID digitally so that it's on file once, and then you keep getting the ballots sent to you.
Right, one and done.
Yeah, there's a plan in the legislature that would take that away. So you'd have to apply and reapply for every election, every primary, show your photo ID each time. So it's not that it's taking away the option of voting absentee. It is just making it a little bit more cumbersome. There's another proposal that would get rid of Wisconsin Elections Commission guidance that was handed down, was unanimously at the time in 2016, that lets clerks fill in missing witness address information on the certificates that go with an absentee ballot. So they're not touching the ballot. They're just filling in, you know, missing information on that certificate. This plan would say if those certificates are missing any information, somebody's hometown, if they, you know, didn't print out their entire name, if you missed something like that, it would throw out the ballot. It could end up throwing out thousands of ballots based on the result of a recent audit. It also, it's not just making it more prescriptive for voters. You know, you also see kind of a change in priorities for the legislature reflected in these statewide. It would ban the state from sending voters absentee ballot applications, not the ballots themselves, but the applications. If this sounds familiar, it's because in 2020, the State Elections Commission voted unanimously to send absentee ballot applications to 2.7 million Wisconsin voters who had more of an interest in voting absentee. They couldn't do that anymore under this plan.
So it sounds like Governor Evers is pretty likely to veto the plans. Would that be the end of them or what?
No, not necessarily. Governor Evers has an election this year. His Republican opponents have indicated they're likely to sign many of these bills, and they've even talked about getting rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission altogether.
Okay. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.